Wine is often seen as the choice of older, affluent sippers, but the $23 billion industry is now hitting up the 20 to 30-somethings through lower prices and non-traditional flavors, and winemakers from Napa Valley to the Badger State are taking part. Troy Landwehr's owner of Kerrigan Brothers Winery of Appleton. Among the fruits they use in their batches are lemon, pineapple, cherry, and cranberry.
A lot of the early 20-somethings, you know, the new generation hippies, they enjoyed the fruits and the larger type flavors, and I guess that's kind of where the popularity is generating from.
Landwehr says it's hard to anticipate what trends will become popular given the lengthy production and aging process of wine. Another ploy used to lure young consumers is packaging. Colorful avant-garde labels, plastic wine pouches, mini boxes, and screw caps are becoming commonplace. Julie Cocard is vice president of Wollersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. She says while her product line is very traditional, they are gradually introducing screw caps, which appeal to younger customers.
Because they're more open to untraditional packaging, we will continue to do the natural corks on the more traditional wines, you know, like the Pinot Noir and the Chardonnay, the wines that age. And then for the wines that don't age and are ready to drink right away, those will be the ones that will have the screw cap.
Cocard adds while her winery hasn't specifically marketed itself towards the college-age crowd, the growing number of wine drinkers is likely from people wanting greater variety in what they drink. The Wine Institute says last year's retail sales of wine in the U.S. were more than double that of 1994. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.